I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Entertainment writers are currently on strike, and it is about to wreak total havoc on some of your favorite TV shows. So the Writers Guild is currently fighting for what they say is a fair deal, for more compensation, for more streaming residuals. And since they couldn't make a deal this week, their previous one expired the other night, and now they are on strike. So all the popular late night shows are currently playing reruns all this week. All the new guests had to get canceled. It's a huge deal. And SNL just announced that they are canceling their new episode this week on for their show on Saturday. And this is a huge deal because there was so much hype surrounding Pete Davidson, who was set to come back to the show for the first time since leaving and actually be a host. So a lot of people are bummed out about this. Rob Lowe's son is actually a writer, and he was on the picket line fighting for this fair deal.
Yeah. Why are you out here today?
To support the writers. Without the writers, we have nothing. My son is on the picket line today. I am very proud of it. We got to solve it and go back to work.
I thought that was his son talking at first, and I'm like, they sound just alike.
Me too.
They look very similar too. I saw photos of them. I was like, oh my God, they're like so cute. And they're almost like they're related. And Jimmy Fallon has also publicly spoken about getting a fair deal as well.
I wouldn't have a show for my writers, and I support them all the way. They got to have a fair contract. And
if there is a strike, do you go dark?
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah, I think we'll go dark. Whatever I can do to support the guild. I am actually in the Writers Guild as well. So
he's like, yeah, I've already made millions off the show. So whatever happens, happens.
Hasn't some of his staff said, oh, hey, your words are kind of nice, but we'd really like to get paid, and he hasn't committed to that?
Yeah, so a senior photo research coordinator for The Tonight Show actually slammed him. She said that he skipped one of their daily production meetings during this whole shebang. But people have actually come out and been like, most of the hosts don't jump in on those. But I've seen multiple people come out and be like, yeah, Jimmy doesn't actually mean that.
Whereas Seth Meyers, on the other hand, is going to try and take care of his staff, is what he said. That's what the reports coming out are.
Yeah, so it's definitely showing a lot of these late night hosts true colors. I've gotten the sense for a while that Jimmy Fallon is sort of like phoning it in and tapping it out. He's really turning on that fake laughter. So we'll see who survives this.
I want you guys to know right now that if we all go on strike, you know, we got a staff of like 12 here. 7 of you guys are going to be taken care of.
Oh, wow, thank you. Somebody actually messaged me.
How we determine the 7?
Hunger Games type thing.
I knew you were going to say that.
I figured that too.
Is it called the cornucopia in the beginning?
Yes, it is.
Somebody actually DM'd me. They're like, do you have writers for that show that you're on, The Burt Show? I'm like, no.
Writer.
It's me. I am the writer. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just announced their new inductees for this year. George Michael just won the fan vote. I know my mom will be very excited about that. She loves her some George Michael. Also, Missy Elliott, Willie Nelson, and Sheryl Crow all got into it on their first try. The other inductees included in this are Kate Bush, who has that song from Stranger Things that everybody loved. Running up the hill. and then Race Against the Machine and the Spinners as well. So congratulations to all the new inductees. It must be nice to be successful.
We got to go do karaoke one night. Just
we really do.
So, I pay to see that. Yeah. That would be a fun night, though.
It would be. We need to do like a Burr Show bonding karaoke night.
We should do that. That'd be fun.
You can boo everybody.
It's a long story.
Touche.
It's a long story.
Speaking of rock and roll, it's confirmed Aerosmith is doing a farewell tour. We talked about this earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, where there was these peace out signs popping up around major venues around the country. And because members of the band had already teased that there was going to be a tour later this year, people were like, oh, maybe this is going to be like their farewell tour. It is now confirmed. It is going to be their final tour. And tickets are going on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time.
Hey, bro. Aren't all of us kind of on a farewell tour? If you think about it.
You freaked me out that one time when you came in here and said you saw a painting that said, we're just one dance away from death.
We're all going to die.
God, yes. This is sort of feeling like a farewell tour for the Jonas Brothers. They just announced that they are doing a 5 albums every night summer tour. It also kind of feels a little Eras Tour-esque where they're like, oh, we saw
Taylor. I thought that. I'm like, man, what? You just want to be a T-Swift.
No, literally, but they don't have like a fun word for it. So they're like, this is just our 5 albums. We're going to perform them all in one night.
Yeah,
every single song from every album.
5 albums, one night, the tour. No, that is their tagline.
I don't think it's like every song from every album. I think they're doing what Taylor Swift is doing with her Eras Tour and picking the most popular songs from the albums and performing them.
That's
and
not a even smart idea, because on any album there are 3 stinkers on there.
Of course,
right, that you're gonna go like fast forward right through.
Not Reputation.
I have an idea. What if at a concert, the artist is up there playing a song, but everybody has this button, and if you want to skip, you can skip the song and they have to go to the next one.
Like The Voice, kind of, and we all turn around.
Yeah, we're all watching. We're all sitting there watching. Yep. But if you're like, oh, it's the B-side, this is a song nobody likes.
Yes.
And if like over 50% hit skip, you gotta go to the next song.
What are the words everybody hates to hear at a concert?
Oh, here's my new stuff.
Yep.
Okay, are we the a-holes for talking about the Met Gala? One actress might think so. It's coming up on your next Entertainment Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.